I'm Mike McCurdy. State Senator Jason Barrickman has been in Springfield for several years now, but this is the first time he's voted for a successful budget that passed on time. GLT's Eric Stock takes the temperature in the General Assembly with Barrickman.
I think the public expects us to work together. You know, they recognize that we're going to have some philosophical differences, but they've made their choices in elections, and they expect us to work together to do our jobs. And so I don't think this is a pat yourself on the back moment. I think it's a recognition of this is what we're supposed to do. I'm pleased that we came together in an agreement. You know, this is a full year bipartisan budget. I think it's manageable by the governor. I'll tell you, for me, the frustrating component is the things that have not been addressed by our state. So, you know, adopting a full year budget, that's very meaningful. That's a check that off the to-do list. But we all know that there's a laundry list of things that we must do if we're going to turn our state around and see some progress in our state. Those are things like reforming our economy so that our economy grows, adopting some pro-growth reforms. That includes addressing our unfunded pension liabilities. It includes addressing our soaring liabilities in programs like Medicaid. And those are issues which aren't fixed, let's say, by the adoption of the budget. They're issues that for which there's not an agreement among the parties on how to address them. And those are issues that I think are going to be a big part of what the November election cycle is all about.
And we'll get to November in just a moment, but lastly, on the budget, how much do you feel that the tax increase last year, which generated about $5 billion, helped in getting this resolution this year? Because it seems in the past there's been so much imbalance between revenue coming in and expenses going out.
Look, I always thought that the tax, not doing a tax increase before you implement reforms, forces those in the legislature to make the tough reform-minded decisions before you put more money in the pot. So I still think that we got that backwards. That's why I didn't support that tax increase before. Now, absolutely, I think it need not be stated that if there's more money in the pot, it's easier to come to agreement on how to spend it. The heartburn comes from the fact that by making things easier in how to spend it, it also makes it more difficult in resolving the more challenging issues, again, like Medicaid reform, pension reform, and the other things that our state needs to address if we're going to see our economy boom and our overall balance sheet and fiscal situation improve itself.
And then, as you mentioned, in November, when a lot of these other issues will be decided after the election, how much was the election overshadowing this, or was it just a matter of the budget was just so all-consuming that that was all that could get accomplished before then?
No, I think that the fact that every member of the Illinois House of Representatives has their name on the ballot this November. Bruce Rauner has his name on the ballot this November. I've got my name on the ballot this November. The fact that people are up for an election and that the electorate is woefully frustrated with, you know, how we're operating together, I think that electoral pressure or the anticipation of electoral pressure put pressure on both sides to conduct themselves in a reasonable manner where they worked with the other side, they compromised, and came together on an agreement. I think both sides recognized the risk of being portrayed by the electorate as an obstructionist. And so, you know, kudos to the public for standing up for what they think is important.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Eric Stock, joined by State Senator Jason Barrickman. Shifting to some other political news, in a sense, more and more pressure regarding Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan, the latest coming from Pat Quinn, a former governor, who is asking Madigan to step down as chairman of the Democratic Party, this regarding the sexual harassment scandal that has unfolded in his office over the last several months. Has Madigan handled this appropriately? In your view, has he gone far enough?
Well, you know, so everyone around Madigan, whether it's the elected officers, office holders who he put on his leadership team, to the top lobbyists and campaign workers who had his trust, to now, in the last day or so, his longtime chief of staff. All these people are being accused of sexual harassment and harassing employees and others. And what's clear to me is that there's a cultural problem that exists within our state government. And look, I don't think that all the stories, I think there's more stories that'll come out. I don't think that all the stories are going to be about just those people close to Madigan, although admittedly, much of the stories right now are. But I don't think it's limited to his caucus. However, I think as Democrats, they've got a real problem here.
Should he step down as party chairman? And should the rest of the party leadership force that?
Well, it's not my call, right? I mean, I'm a Republican in this. You know, the call here is for Illinois Democrats to have a gut check moment as to whether they are willing to go it alone. You know, Mike Madigan has been the godfather of probably more political careers and more successful lobbyists and more successful people than possibly anyone else in Illinois political history. So they have to look at that and question whether their loyalty to him should exceed or outweigh the fact that he is the head of the helm of a state that is in fiscal dire straits. And he's the head of the helm of an organization, specifically, you know, what's happened in his Democratic Machine organization that is clearly infected with a culture that is unacceptable in the world that we live in today.
House Republican candidates have been running against Madigan publicly for years with not a tremendous amount of success. How much will this become a campaign issue in November?
Well, I think it already was a campaign issue. I think that for every Republican legislative candidate, one of the questions of the local campaign to their Democratic opponent is whether or not that Democrat would support Madigan in a vote for Speaker. I think this is going to be an issue this fall. I think that the Me Too campaign and the existence of a culture of harassment inside Madigan's organization will lead to, you know, more political fodder and opposition to him. But ultimately, I think the public wants to see our state make progress on issues that we have been beating like a dead horse for years. We have a state that we should be proud of. We have a state that has great assets and great people, and we are plagued by a government that's not serving us. And he, through this process, he has had an iron tight grip on what does and does not happen out of our government. So for those who are frustrated with it, their remedy is to elect people to office who pledge not to vote for Mike Madigan as Speaker. Easy one for me to take.
GLT's Eric Stock spoke with GOP State Senator Jason Berrickman of Bloomington, and you heard it on Sound Ideas.